A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, just about every organization has a mission statement. Colleges and universities have them. Healthcare institutions have them. Religious congregations have them. A statement of purpose, a statement of basic meaning, really, of the reason for their existence and all of their endeavors. In today's gospel reading from Luke, Jesus could be said to do that with the 12 apostles. He missions them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal those they meet. He sends them forth for that purpose. What must it have been like, I wonder, for the 12 at that moment? Luke presents a picture of a ritual of some solemnity. First, Jesus summons the 12 together. Then he bestows power and authority on them, and then sends them out to proclaim and to heal. They are to go without any material aids, no suitcase, no food, no money, no hotel reservations. Nothing for the journey but their mission statement and dependence on the hospitality of others. The project could not be more austere. The instructions could not be simpler, could not be clearer, could not be more radical. In this chapter 9 of Luke's Gospel, Jesus completes his Galilean ministry. At this point, in these first verses of the chapter, he is preparing his closest disciples to journey with him to Jerusalem. Thus, his power and authority given to them. Thus, the instructions to imitate him and take nothing with them, and to worry not about where or with whom they will find lodging. Their entire focus, their lives, are to be about the kingdom of God. As disciples ourselves in this 21st century, reflection on this reading compels us to ask, what role do we see ourselves playing today in this same mission? Each of us asks, to whom am I sent? And together as church, we ask, how are we to be a sign of the kingdom of God? Power and authority given us. Where do we look for this power and authority? How do we exercise them? Is it in our vulnerability, in our weakness and poverty, or not? We make our way to Jerusalem over and over again in our lives, living out the Paschal mystery, following the way of Jesus, seeking freedom to love, to resist the lure of wealth and comfort and possessions, and to stand with the poor, to preach, and to heal. How much more than a mere mission statement? Like the 12 apostles, we have been sent out in whatever the circumstances of our own lives to proclaim the good news for our people in our time.